Number six, Janie was in bad shape. The talk of the hospital was how useful of a donor she would be. She really wasn't expected to live, and even if she did, there were lingering questions about the quality of her life. Would she be a vegetable? Would she be paralyzed? Would she sustain permanent brain damage? Well, no one knew. But while in intensive care, her mother pointed out and explained to me all the wounds that Janie had suffered. To make a long story short, Janie regained consciousness and made a very miraculous recovery. Now, it did not come quick, nor did it come easy. There were skin grafts, relearning how to talk, how to think, how to walk, combined with endless hours of physical therapy and rehabilitation. It was hard work, and it was often very frustrating. And the reason I bring up this story is simply to say that I don't believe Janie would have progressed as far or recovered as quickly had it not been for the constant encouragement of her family and friends. Mom was there constantly, reading her scripture, playing her Christian tapes, sharing greetings from friends, and was basically her cheerleader during those long hours of rehabilitation. And so I saw firsthand the power of encouragement in an individual's life. Remember this important quality when mentoring another. Be an encourager instead of a fault finder. Your mentoree will positively respond to your building up and your encouraging efforts. The fourth common characteristic of people who influence others is perspective. That is, seeing the big picture. It is the ability to see down the long road and take into account the whole instead of only a small piece of the issue. There are times when I just don't see the whole picture, or I don't take into account all the details that I need to before acting. And this happens really much more than I like to think it does, or I like to admit that it does. Mentors help mentorees maintain balance and perspective. Let's say, for instance, that you, a mentoree, want to get from point A to point B. Now, that's a worthy goal, and it's certainly one that's worth attempting, and you're ready to go. And you want to go right away, right now. But your mentor, an individual with great perspective, has been down that road before. The mentor knows that you have not put forth the kind of forethought necessary for a successful endeavor. Your mentor knows the pitfalls on the path from point A to point B, and he knows that if specific outside influences happen to occur, or if they arise, then point B actually turns into point C. So having perspective that takes into account the whole picture allows the mentor to suggest further preparation, encourage a rethinking of the strategic plans, and even offer alternative routes. Good mentors see the whole pie, not just a slice of it. They have the ability to step back and view the whole situation from a broad perspective instead of with tunnel vision. A mentor with perspective can make helpful suggestions and can bring up points that would otherwise simply not be considered, and help the mentoree take more information into consideration before beginning the journey. For the sake of receiving a 100-fold return, one young man was determined to invest $100 in the ministry of a person who has since gone down the drain. If he gave $100, then God would bless him with $1,000. Now, he needed the money, and he thought that this was a wise investment. And after all, he thought, it is a biblical concept. Well, this particular person was only seeing a thin slice of the pie without critically thinking about the other pieces of the pie. In order to help him see a broader perspective, I began to frame the issue within a larger environment. Had he taken into account the purpose of giving? Had he carefully challenged his motive for giving? Were his emotions in alignment with his intellect? Was there any research that needed to be done regarding the individual's ministry? Or was the fact that he was a minister place him beyond examination? Had he thoroughly examined this theology in light of scriptural teaching? In other words, I began to provide perspective and take into account all the facts suggesting areas for further thinking and examination. Well, as it turned out, he sent the money in fully expecting to receive $1,000 from the Lord. And he never did receive it. In my opinion, to get money for his ministry, the preacher should have been the one handing out $100 bills. Because if he truly believed his very own teaching, his ministry would be flourishing by giving out money instead of asking for it. Now, just because a mentor provides perspective does not necessarily mean the mentoree will always accept it. Mentorees must do their part as well. For the mentor, being flexible enough to allow others to fail is part of the maturing process. So when you are mentoring another, provide needed perspective so the mentoree can take into account the whole picture. And you will provide an excellent example of taking the time for critical assessment, and hopefully will produce in the mentoree this very valuable lifelong habit. Among the common characteristics of individuals who influence others, the last one, number 5, is the ability to be a resource guide for the mentoree. Information is powerful. The army with the most knowledge of troop movements, the most knowledge of weapons used, and the most knowledge of the enemy's plans has a decided advantage for winning the war. Knowing the power of information for financial profit, it is illegal to use insider information to purchase stocks, because that kind of information from the insider provides opportunity for a distinct financial advantage. Police departments and federal agencies have spent millions of dollars on cutting-edge technology to analyze evidence. Why? Because this information gives them an advantage toward convicting the criminal. This concept was acutely brought home to me during my wife's pregnancy with our first child. My wife asked the doctor a specific question that weighed heavily on her mind, and to me, it seemed like an unimportant question. So I said, "Oh, honey, don't worry about that." Now, putting me in my place, the doctor replied, "Being a minister, you should know that people don't quit worrying because you tell them not to do it. They need information and facts to alleviate their fears." You see, my wife was simply trying to gather the proper information, and once she had attained it, her fears subsided. And that little incident taught me the power of information. Information can take a variety of forms, with the most prominent being timely advice. Mentorees often find themselves in situations and circumstances they haven't faced before, or they've come to a particular crossroad in their life. And the road they choose to travel will affect the rest of their life. Magnanimous decisions and important crossroads in one's life often become crucial times for timely advice. Now, lest we think that timely advice is only needed during the eventful times of life, let me hasten to say that timely advice is needed also in the routine of daily living. Such things as family and spouse relationships, job pressures, management of time, everyday thinking and everyday belief patterns, and our daily walk with the Lord really become day-in and day-out activities where timely advice is very crucial and it is very beneficial. Timely advice can be a story from the mentor's personal life experiences. It can be an ordinary quote. It can be a fact. It can be a book. or it could be something else. But being timely, it comes at just the right time, right when it is sorely needed. It hits the nail squarely on the head. It scratches right where you're itching. Timely advice is remembered and is highly effective. Other forms of information a mentor may desire to share at appropriate times could be personal experiences, pertinent letters, newspaper articles, magazine articles, books, or other forms of literary information. Mentors in my life have been a living and walking resource of information. On numerous occasions, I have probed them for titles, articles, and even people I can read and talk to for further exploration on a certain topic. I've even probed my mentors about their own personal experience in order to gather information. As a matter of fact, I must say that a large portion of that which I've learned in life has come from gathering information from others. And the reason I have been effective in the pastorate is, in part, due to the information acquired through others and my sharing the information with others as well. The Holy Spirit has led me to mentors and people who have provided me with information and timely advice to make me a better person, a better minister, and a better Christian. As a mentor, you certainly are not required to do the work of a mentoree. That, of course, is unwise, and it leads to dependence instead of independence. However, mentors who influence their mentorees act as a repository of information, providing at just the right time and in the appropriate manner information to enhance the mentoree's learning. I've met individuals who have attained a certain level of knowledge or experience, and instead of sharing that information, they hoard it, they guard it, and they protect it with an ironclad determination to be one up on everybody else. Those type of people really have no desire to invest their lives in another person. They are merely looking for ways to stroke their own ego. Top-notch mentors feel so secure about themselves that they have no ego to stroke. They desire to share their knowledge and experiences in an appropriate fashion so that others can learn and benefit and be empowered to serve the Lord better. Information is powerful. Mentors often hold the key that unlocks the door to wonderful worlds of knowledge and experience never before explored by the mentoree. If you are in a mentoring situation, don't withhold information from your mentoree. Dish it out wisely, but dish it out freely and generously. If you are a mentoree, be sure to utilize the information in your mentor storehouse. Be respectful, but do climb the mountain of knowledge. Remember, being a mentor is not merely a title or a position. It is a relationship designed to influence another in order to empower them toward further growth and further development for the glory of God. A mentoring relationship can be extremely impactful in the lives of mentorees. In order to maximize your role as a mentor and maximize your influence, remember to institute the 5 common characteristics of those who influence others in your own mentoring relationships. These 5 characteristics, in summary, are: 1, the ability to see potential in a person. 2, the ability to exhibit great amounts of patience and tolerance. 3, the ability to build up and encourage another. 4, the ability to see the big picture, that is, perspective. 5, the ability to be a resource of information. If, as a mentor, you possess these characteristics, you will, without a doubt, distinctively mark your mentoree toward further growth and further development. It could be that you are lacking one of these characteristics. Well, don't worry. You can learn these characteristics. Maybe you need a mentor who possesses what you lack. Allow these 5 characteristics to flow from your life, and you will find greater success in influencing and impacting others. As there are characteristics common to all good mentors, there are also some lethal characteristics common to bad mentors. Of course, the exact opposite of the 5 characteristics just mentioned would provide plenty of concern on the part of the mentoree. But it would be profitable to examine some of the attitudes and behaviors resident in bad mentors. I'll list them with the hope that you can identify them and avoid them.